With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Newton, Iowa today, former President Donald Trump says he's confident he will win, but he wants supporters to show up for the caucuses.
Hello, Iowa. Happy New Year. We're going to have a great year. We got to win. We got to win. 9 days from now, the people of this state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire lives.
And polls continue to show Mr. Trump well ahead of his nearest GOP competitors. Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah trading fire in one of the heaviest days of cross-border battling in recent weeks. The combat earlier today comes one day after the Hezbollah leader urged retaliation, that for the targeted killing of a top Hamas leader in Lebanon's capital. Also, at SRNnews.com, 11 people have been killed in Russian shelling in Ukraine's partially occupied Donetsk province, 5 children among the dead, 8 others wounded in that attack. Very scary, especially when you are at 16,000 feet.
An Alaska Airlines flight from Portland, Oregon to Ontario, California had to return to PDX for an emergency landing Friday afternoon after a window on the brand new Boeing 737 MAX jet blew out. The pressure change was enough to rip the shirt off a child passenger and suck phones out of the hands of several others. Witnesses say several adults were holding on to children as oxygen masks deployed from the overhead compartment of Flight 1282. Records show the plane rolled off the assembly line and was certified for flight in November of last year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Transit safety investigators were reviewing all New York City subway operations that in response to the collision and derailment last week. This is SRN News. A United Nations official is very concerned about transgenderism in the United States.
Reem Al-Salam is a UN expert on violence against women and girls, and she says efforts by the Biden administration to allow males to compete against females under Title IX civil rights law is dangerous. She says the U.S. would be in violation of its international human rights obligations, adding, quote, "The proposed Title IX rules change would have detrimental effects on the participation of biological women and girls in all sports." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptist, forming a big part of the evangelical Christian bloc that has reliably voted Republican in recent elections. It's widely expected they'll also line up behind former President Trump this November. Last year, a number of other GOP candidates tried hard to appeal to SBC voters by proclaiming their Christian faith. This is SRN News. A very small, rare herding dog is the latest breed recognized by the American Kennel Club.
The Lancashire Healer is now eligible for thousands of U.S. dog shows. Lancashire Healers historically were farm helpers that could drive both cattle and route rats. The dogs are short-legged, long-bodied, and active, and owners say contented healers sometimes pull back their lips in a move that resembles a human smile. The Lancashire Healer is the 201st breed recognized by the AKC. Healer's history goes back centuries in the UK, where they're now deemed a vulnerable native breed at risk of dying out in their homeland. John Scott reporting.
UN says global prices for food commodities like grain and vegetable oil fell last year. That from record highs in 22. Officials say the food price index was 13.7% lower. More details at SRNnews.com.